So I'd like to speak a bit about our yes. And how much this yes is essential for anything to happen, for any movement to happen. The need of finding the right effort we speak a lot about rest and deeply resting, and in this rest and in this deep rest we cannot forget the importance of being in touch with our intention. So we can put the intention out there on the table and make space for that which wants to come, to come. Most of the times we don't have any intention. Mostly because we fully believe what we see. We agree that we are like that, no? Like, I agree, I'm like that. I see myself this way, and this way, and this way, and I agree that this is how I am. So I have a good description of myself. Even if it means that I'm terrible, still is a good description of myself. So there is no vision beyond that, no? There is a sense, I'm like this, no? And you are like that, and the world is like this, no? And there is nothing to change, even though we want to change, like even though let's say we are not comfortable with that, it's as if it doesn't occur to us that things can change, you know? Say, oh, well, you know, like, I'm like that, what to do, no? Oh, the world is like that, what to do, no? And it's true, the world is like that, but that's why it's, like, extremely important this like jump into what could be, let's say, or to open our eyes to that which we cannot even imagine, no? That's the problem, no? That we are good in imagining something that we can visualize, no? But if we cannot visualize, if we cannot have the finalized like drawing of what we want, then usually we don't dare to visualize nothing, no? And it feels to me that we are asked to visualize nothing, no? We are asked to dream of something that we cannot quite touch, we cannot quite grasp, we cannot put title on it. And this is the intention that we put on the table. So it's tricky because it's not filtered through the mind, no? It's not that clear, it's not like, I want this. Or even we say sometimes, okay, I want enlightenment. but this is like also nothing, no? But this is worse than nothing, because nothing is nothing, no? And in the nothing, the possibility for enlightenment is there. But in my idea of enlightenment, possibility for enlightenment is not there, no? Because it's like tiny little imagination in my head that I read somewhere and someone told me. So to put that nothingness, no, it's just kind of, is this like call from the belly? Just a sense, or just almost like just intuition of like could be some other way. I don't know the shape, I don't know the color, but just to tune into that sense of, we could say, to find words, no? Like, I'm made for happiness, no? Or I'm made to live fully, no? Or to experience that fulfilling, no? Be whole, no? So out of this genuine, innocent sense, it feels that there is potential for everything. No? So to be in touch with that, which is a name, which is without shape, without color, that is there like latent as a potential. Like this is like what we are asked to be in touch with. And especially in meditation. But usually because we don't know how to be in touch with that, because it's very airy, then we try to think about things that could be changed, no? I cannot connect with the deepest, this deepest movement, this deepest intention, so I try to see or get in touch with things that I don't like about myself, you know? And then try to push to change them. And it is important, that is true, like to have a clear sense of where I am, no? That's, I feel like that's a lot of what psychology offers also, and many techniques, you know, among other things also, would be like to have a clear sense of where I am, no? My situation. What is going on, no? And this is important to know, like it's at some point, like it's important to know what is going on here, no? What are my strong points, my weak points, like all these things, no? But in a way we could say, once we know that, like once we have a minimum map, that we can just have a sense of where we are, if we are, but just to know if just, if we are in Holland or we are in France, it's not like we need to know where in Holland, just like, okay, approximately where, around the world, you know. Then like to turn, like to move from what needs to be changed into that which is made to fly, no? That which is essentially free, you know, which doesn't really have all those problems. So this movement of putting on the table this wish, this longing, is already freeing, no? Is already a movement of freedom. In my experience, when this movement comes, like inbuilt in this movement, there is already the result. There is already the freedom. Not because it's here right now, but because of bringing to consciousness that which we are made for, like is unavoidable, that this is where we go. And once we experience this unavoidable going where we go, life becomes much easier. In other words, when we experience that movement towards light, this natural movement towards light, which is in everything, then we can really relax much more. And I'm not saying that in that moment things are solved and suddenly we are this nice, kind person, full of wisdom, helpful to everyone. Like, no. No. Still we carry all this nice shit around. But means like that movement started and is impossible to stop. So we could have the hard work or of trying to get rid of the shit, which is smelly and not that nice to be around, you know. Or we can connect with that movement, with that natural movement towards light. And in that connection, there is healing happening, you know. That which is extra gets removed or gets dissolved. Any questions so far?
Yes. When you speak about that, it sounds almost like it's something solid. But to me, it always feels different almost every day.
Yeah.
This me or this connection and this attention.
Yeah.
So I could be in Holland one minute and be in France the next.
Yeah.
The map.
So you get a bigger map,
yeah,
that has Holland and France.
Yes.
Yeah.
But is that what you talk about? Is that like a more solid, thing?
Yeah, I understand your question. More than solid would be something which is there,
mm-hmm,
always, like available. And the suggestion here would be, like, I feel that we spend a lot of energy first into drawing a good map, which basically, honestly, puts us down, because what we find is mostly shit, or what we are willing to see is mostly like what we lack instead of what we have. Like sadly, it's like that. So drawing a good map, it takes us like so many years of psychotherapy, you know. You know, so many, and money also, a lot. And then, so drawing a good map takes a lot of energy. And then also, like, trying to get rid of that which we found was not supposed to be, or we think doesn't supposed to be in the map. So finding out what doesn't need to be there, and then trying to get rid of what doesn't need to be there. You know, trying to repair, arrange, change, you know. So it's nothing bad on this, on those two things, it's nothing bad, but it just feels like so much energy in that. It's really like going from Spain to Holland and going around Australia and Pakistan, you know. Of course you will get there, I'm not saying it's bad, but it just feels like it's so much nice and enjoyable if we are able to connect with this like natural movement towards light. And it's something we could say solid, because in sense that it's always there, you know, in that sense, but in another sense it's true, you know, that is like air somehow, no? Because we are so much used to live in this matter world, like in the world of material, you know, it only exists what we can touch. And that, like, almost we cannot touch. So yeah, it feels like airy, but to me, like even in terms of business, we can say, if we like speak about business, we can speak about business, which means like about efficiency, no? Even speaking that way, I would say it's worth to get in touch with this, because it will save so much energy, no? So the fruits may take a little longer to see. No? That's why, like, it's tricky. Also, like, this way of resting is a bit tricky. No, it would be much easier to know a technique and to follow that and to get somewhere. It would be much easier for you, and it would be much easier for me, because you will live this week with something in your hand, no? With something like a technique that you learn how to do, step one, step two, step three. And then this brings you results, which are this, this, this. And you can tell your friends what you gain. Plus, you can be sure you learn that, you know? So, and even we can give a diploma if you want. Can make a nice diploma. Okay.
Put it on the wall.
Yeah, you can put it on the wall. So of course, easier for you, easier for me. Because you will be able to say this as and Gemma taught me this, open dharma, whatever. And this other way, the way of the air, is very tricky, no? Because you don't really know exactly what the hell are we speaking about. And I also don't really know, so what am I speaking about? Like, because it cannot be in two words, no? It's all kind of play. We are playing, because if I have to say really something, I would be in silence. First, I would be in silence. Second, I would only ask if you ask, speak if you ask questions. But because somehow it says dharma talk, I speak. And then, because you don't really ask much questions, then also I speak. But the way of the air, the way of this deep intention where it's very airy and at the same time, a second of being in touch with that, it just feels the most real thing in the world. And these many, many people have experience of this. No? Many people come and like, oh, I fell into that place and that was home. No? A very familiar place. No? And it's just this falling into that which you know is for you. That which is totally given. That is not like shown to you to disappear, but shown because it's for you. And a taste of that, and a moment of falling into that, is super rich. It is the song of the Zen, song of the Zazen. It says like one moment of falling into that clarity erases many, many wrong or bad actions of the past. It has this power of cleaning or erasing power. So I like to speak, I like to remember again and again this connected rest where we are involved. And we are needed in that process. Our intention, our presence is needed. And it doesn't need to be presence in the sense of I'm here, I'm here, I'm here, I'm here, you know. But presence in the sense of bringing your heart here. Getting wet under the rain, being involved. In touch with that whisper that says, I'm made for happiness. Or just, it just smells that all this could be much simpler. It just seems to me that this crazy thing of being alive could be much simpler. Oh, maybe it could be much simpler. Maybe, I don't know. Sometimes we only remember life when we are in front of death. No? We keep living like this, like the donkeys with these things, no? Focus on our daily stress and creating more stress to make sure that I'm the one who I think I am. And you know, just to make sure, to be, you know, to reconfirm, yes, I exist, I exist. I'm suffering, oh, good, I exist, I exist. I'm stressed, oh, good, I exist, I exist. And I lost my tracks. You see, I exist.
exist.
You made us laugh.
Okay. So this sense of how given is everything, how much, how simple could be. So in this being lost in the reconfirming that I exist through whatever, including and especially suffering, is a great way to say I exist. And only when, sometimes only when that comes in front of our face, something like very powerful comes in. It's like, life. It's as if suddenly, like, everything falls, like everything which is not important, like naturally falls. Like many, many of us find this, what is important, only when we see in front of us that everything is, that we are losing everything. And I like to remember that this sense of screaming for life, no? This sense of like being amazed by life could also be by looking at a flower. Or to my understanding, just by being human. But we seem to create all these things around to not be in touch with that. And we do good. I mean, we are good doing that. I remember I was 16 or something like that, and I was invited to this meeting where different people that were working with young people and trying to do something with them and their questionings. And I was there, I guess, because they realized I was weird, so they needed someone weird around to make sure that that was the right approach for it to young people. And so I was there, and I just remember this one moment when they said, yeah, we are going to do those exercises. They wanted to introduce some kind of deep questioning things into some program. They wanted to do some program with young people that would make them question, no? And they would make them think or and be in touch with some like spiritual search. And I remember just at some point I just started crying, and they were like, what's happening? And I just said, don't do this. I mean, this is a very bad job. Don't do this. Don't put this search into the young people. they will suffer so much. And that was my experience somehow. Like having this surge, in a way, this gift to see life like naked. And at the same time, how that gift was a needle stuck in my heart. How difficult it was to marry this surge and the daily life. And of course, I say again and again, like, this is the most beautiful thing that can happen, to be able to see through all the constructions around oneself. And at the same time, the moment you see through, even if you only see it like this tiny bit of light, or if you just guess, what is there? In that moment, there is nothing else but getting it to action, to move towards that. In that moment, we have to honor that, or we are pulled to honor that. So this right effort where we are not wanting that, but we are actually going there. Because there is nowhere else to go. It's simple, it's not my own merit. I did it. It's because nothing else makes sense. And we are asked again and again to be in touch with that aliveness, with that soft or simple feeling or whisper or intuition. Without a clear drawing, it doesn't matter, but to put our heart there and to keep on with that. And this action, this putting our heart there, it happens in every moment, like it can happen in every moment and in every meditation. So what do we do when we meditate? Where are we? What's happening? Am I alive? Am I in touch with this longing? Am I in love with that longing? Any question?
Difficult to be in love with this longing, because mean, sometimes it's so big. Yeah. And sometimes I'd rather not feel it because it feels so painful.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's why I was crying, no?
Mm-hmm.
When they were proposing to propose this longing. I was like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Somehow it feels a journey, you know? You meet that longing and like time or process of like getting to know each other, like somehow, like to be in love. Yeah, it's definitely how you say, like this. In one way, like wanting to get rid of, and in the other way, like knowing that this, like, is a great gift. So this is there, and slowly, slowly, like, just honoring that. And many times we come to this honoring that, because once we have a taste of that, like, automatically we know that everything else doesn't make much sense. So in other words, we could say we don't really have many options. We don't really have any option, you know. So we may as well get to love our situation. No? You know. So like little, in the beginning, a little like, we have to make a deal here, no? And slowly, slowly, kneeling to that, like bowing to that, like slowly, slowly, yeah. But also, sometimes we take the longing as if we have to do, no? And we speak, I laugh many times when people speak about trust, no? I trust this, I trust this. I don't need to say that. If you say that much, you know, it smells to me, you know? Trust, trust, trust. Like, you know what I mean? So it's longing, or as if something with force, no? A little pushy, no? And just letting, like, being in touch with that longing has, like such an aliveness, we can say, underneath. That is really what carries everything else, no? So we can say, I have the longing, no? And we could feel, I have this longing, no? I can fill up, like, I have this longing, and I push through with the longing, no? But, like, to become more subtle, like, what is behind, like, the energy behind this longing, no? Is this aliveness that is not really my aliveness, no? So this aliveness that carries the momentum, that moves you, no? That has the power to open everything, to make space, no? So that slowly, slowly you can start living from that place, no? Instead of avoiding that or building up to make sure that we don't notice that, you start living from that place. And then really, like, it's much fun. I know, thinking about that, it seems really mathematically impossible that that could be anywhere close to fun. But saying yes to that and slowly, slowly giving space to that and moving our home there, it makes life much more like so fluid and fun, no? It's like taking this huge responsibility out of our shoulders.
There it goes again, so I turn it into a must or something I have to do.
Yeah.
I have to really work hard for it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Yeah, I need to stay here.
Yeah. So just seeing this trick, no? And just like softly like tuning into that, no? Tuning into that, which is important. Into that longing that it's not really yours, no? So really like, what is it? Do you mean what's next?
What did the transformation, all the confusion, everything you both were talking about a couple of days before? And you are get a feeling that you're following your life. It's my feeling.
Yeah.
I'm not walking in front of my life, but I'm following, and
yeah.
It all come to me.
Yeah.
I'm not searching and grabbing and running and doing, it comes to me.
Yeah.
What then?
Then life. Up to now, crap, now life.
That was long ago.
Okay. So, more life. Yeah, it's interesting how many times walking a spiritual path, somehow, somewhere, we get used to a little bit of firecrackers or a lot of firecrackers. Like, there is some fun motivation to move on. No? Some, you know, I do this or that, and then something good comes, no? Like, my life really changes, no? Instead of, as you were saying, no? Instead of grabbing like this, then I'm more fluid, I'm more happy, no? More relaxed, more good. But also somehow, like, you know, moment comes where trees come back to be trees again. Just trees. Tree, oh, flower comes back to be a flower, you know. But flower not to make chapati, but flower. Ah, world of words. So, you know. So there is this Zen koan, no, that says the first tree is tree. Then we see like behind that, or we see like, wow, tree. And then again, tree is tree. So it's extremely simple. And sometimes could feel even boring. No?
Boring?
Yeah, could feel like from outside, but from inside is very alive. No? So like this. Then life, no? But life with capital letters, no? Like life, real life. No? Yeah. when life is life, also like it's so difficult to speak about life. Yeah, if you were not seeing the tree and suddenly you see a tree, really you will call all your friends to say, "Ah, I saw a tree. You know, it's super cool. I saw a tree." No? But when this is integrated, like, and you start to really live from that seeing clearly, then it's extremely simple. Like, yeah, a tree.
For the outsiders, it's rare and strange.
For the outside?
The outside world. Friends or family.
Yeah, but don't expect them to understand any of that. Yeah.
That's not so easy.
Eh?
That's not an easy point.
It's not easy, I know. It's not easy. But we are not here to make them understand this, no? But we could live our life fully.
Mm-hmm.
This we can do. And I think people see that. But it's not a path for multitude, like for many people. Meaning like, I don't think people will queue to you to ask how you made to be happy. But one now, one next week, one next year. And like this, no? And slowly, slowly, yeah, people know. Yeah, it's not easy to not want to save everyone. Yeah.
Do you think people are scared of you being in the flow of life? Do you get scared reactions? I wonder if you participate in daily life or put yourself consciously in daily life, surrounded with people who are not engaged in this process, do you think that they're scared reactions?
No, I feel mostly people, you know, I just feel like we are so thirsty for love that there is more need for love than, like, this is bigger than the being scared. No? I feel like, yeah. It's so much this need for love and so little clue how to get that. That only super simple actions could really get in, you know. Yeah. People would not do what you do, you know. It's not like by them seeing that you live differently, they would also live differently.
Mm-hmm.
But it may filter some way, somewhere, no? Yeah.
But how was it like ever since the first time that you got in touch with that flow? Ever since that, you could always get there, or you had to, you know, like the first time you got there, then maybe took another few months before you got another touch with that, or once you got there, you just get there always, anytime you like.
Says. Yeah, I have a mobile ice cream shop I can get whenever I want. Yeah. Yeah. No, I cried a lot for that. Like, a lot. Yeah. But everyone is different. No? But I cried a lot for that. And then, yeah, somehow I couldn't get rid of that. So like somehow I cried a lot, and slowly, slowly had been like somewhere established, somewhere that everything happened, but like there is this certainty, you know? It's not even faith or trust, it's like more certain than my nose is here, no? Something like that, no? We were speaking with one of you, like this, you learn how to ride bicycle and then you know how to ride bicycle, no? Like you know you will not fall because not knowing how to ride. You may fall because something happens, but you are completely sure that you will be able to, you know? And but will be very difficult to explain how to ride bicycle, no? I don't know how to explain that, but you know you will not fall. So something like that, no? Like very airy, but that is there no matter what. No? There's all these poems from Saint John of the Cross, this guy who, yeah, was very special to me. And I feel he's a specialist on expressing that longing, no? He's saying to God, like, you show yourself to me, and now you go away, like, come on, don't joke around that, no? Like, you are leaving me in this despair, no? And he says, like, I prefer to be dead than to be left without you, no? But this kind of cry, no?
So you better can't go on searching.
Yeah, you know, only it feels like sometimes, somehow, this is totally available, and yet your whole being needs to be to say yes to that. No? It's not only the arm saying yes, or the eye saying, it's like the whole being saying yes to that, which automatically means like the whole being is ready to die, no? Meaning I'm ready to be convinced that which I have been convinced all my life is cheat. So if I'm ready to be convinced of that, like to leave behind my convictions, then something else can come, which is like beyond imagination, beyond imagination. And that's the tricky part, you know? We can leave one boyfriend for another one. But to leave one boyfriend for nothing, that's another thing, no? So little bit we are asked this to one boyfriend for empty boyfriend. You know, that's more tricky, no? And that gap is difficult to take. That's why I like to make propaganda, just to say, I know it's difficult, this gap, but I'm sure that boyfriend is waiting for you, no? just be patient, like just like wait around, you know, don't hide, just wait around.
Maybe it takes a year or more or a couple of years.
Yeah, whatever, no, but a good boyfriend, then it's worth,
sure,
worth
yeah.
waiting, no? Good. So we just are quiet for a couple of minutes. May our intention and our being together here, in touch with that deep intention, spread everywhere and put seeds in everyone.